Joining me now is James Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, who is upset about this. Senator, I'm holding a statement from you today, and the first three words are, "I am outraged."
Well, hey, John, first of all, nice to be back with you. I said back when on October 10th when we took the vote on the $700 billion bailout that it's the first of all, it's the largest single expenditure in the history of America, and it's more than the entire Iraq war since 9/11, but it was done to give someone who is unelected total control over what it was he's going to spend with no oversight. This has never been done in history, and at that time I said there's going to be a long line of people who want to get bailed out. And then there's going to be people who are recognizing that there's going to be no oversight. And sure enough, this morning, that money, the very money that they voted on, I didn't, to the $700 billion, is now being used by the president again with no oversight. This is brand new in American history.
Do you think that the auto companies ought to be saved?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's the way to save them. I know there's no good alternative, but I would have gone the bankruptcy route. The big problem they have are some of these union contracts that have been in there, they've been building up over the years, and they gave them an opportunity. I have to applaud Bob Corker from Tennessee. He tried, but the unions would not agree to accept the same thing that other unions or other workers here in the United States have been found acceptable. And there's no way that you can be competitive, the big three can be competitive, without both management and unions coming up and making those sacrifices. I don't see that happening outside of bankruptcy.
Is the why do you think President Bush did it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's looking pretty hard for a legacy, is all I can think of. And it's something that was turned down by Congress, and yet the money was there, is there for anyone to do anything they want to with it. And by the way, I have to say this, John, you may not be aware of this, but on the first $350 billion, this just about uses that up. And I do have legislation that would freeze the second $350 billion, and that's what I've been spending all day for the last 2 days trying to get co-sponsors and get that done.
Well, you know, Senator, I compliment you on your valiant efforts, but I get a sense that in the Congress, you're not going to find a lot of support.
Well, I disagree with you, John. First of all, we have some Democrats, Bernie Sanders of all people. I was making this presentation on the floor the last day before we recessed, and he said it's a good idea, and he put his name on as a co-sponsor. I think it's something that it should be sellable to Democrats and Republicans. First of all, the 24 of us in the Senate who voted against the $700 billion bailout, they're already good with this. And so you only have to get about less than half of the remainders. And some of those are Democrats, some Republicans. So, it's worth a try. I've got 20 kids and grandkids that want to make sure that this doesn't become a habit in America.
Well, let's back up here. They've already spent $350 billion, and they spent it pretty quick.
Yep.
What your bill would do is make sure they don't get the access to the second half of that $700 billion, the next $350 billion, right?
Yeah, John, you used the right word, access, because as it is right now, they have the treasurer automatically has access unless there is legislation to stop him from doing it. Well, we're in recess right now, and so what this would say would be changing it, say you can't do it until you receive a go-ahead from Congress after a full debate and then have another vote. I can assure you, those individuals, most of them who voted for the $700 billion bailout, would not do it again on the 350.
So you think you might get them to...
Well, I hope so. I don't know how else to do it.
Maybe I can help you. Can you say to your colleagues, we just gave $17.4 billion of that $350 to keep the UAW going another 3 months? Is that what you had in mind?
Well, there are a lot of sales pitches you can give. Certainly that's a very persuasive one. It should be a persuasive one. But again, I think the best thing is for them to realize that this is something that is unprecedented in America. This has not happened before. totally without oversight. And it's there's no better evidence that that's what they intended than what happened this morning. Now, I have to admit, I've never been a Paulson fan, and I didn't believe him when he said, when he, well, actually promised that this money was going to go to buying damaged assets. And obviously, the first thing he did, as soon as he got his hands on it, he changed. Well, that's something that's pretty egregious right there. But, you know, we've got to try to do something. Once they start into that, oh, one last thing I'd want to make sure that you remembered, and you might recall this, John, when he made the statement that Paulson said, well, I don't think I'll need the second $350 billion. I'm going to, this is a quote now, punt this to Obama. So there on the welcome mat of the White House is $350 billion. Do with what you want. No oversight. That's scary.
Senator, before I let you go, is it true that that $700 billion is actually a fraction of what Paulson has put out there?
Well, we've got to consider it. We've gone through the housing thing. That's $25 billion. We have about $140 billion in various kinds of pork that were lured out there to get the votes necessary to pass this thing. And so you're talking about a lot more than that. But I'm talking about in one expenditure, one, $700. Right now, and this is one way of looking at it, John, there are 140 families in America that file tax returns. If you do your math, this is $5,000 a family. Now, that ought to get someone's attention.
140 million.
There are 140 million families that file tax returns, and this is $700 billion. And that's $5,000 per family. So we're talking about something here that's really, really outrageous when you think that this has never happened before. And I wish people quit worrying so much about the auto bailout and go back and look at the big problem. That was the $700 billion, and we've got to stop it. We have a chance now to save half of that, cut that loss in half.
Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma. Senator, thanks very much. We appreciate you coming on, and have a happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.